concentrated at the primary goal of life. Generally we do all this physical treatment and the different treatments to improve our health, to improve our health and to improve our condition. But when it is something like you are fixing up your car, getting up, you know, everything properly maintained in the car. The car is not just to maintain. Car is actually used to drive somewhere at the destination. Right. So we should maintain the car, but the main goal is not to maintain the car only, but to use the car to drive ourselves to the destination where we are going to go. So both are required. So we have so far learned the first part of how to maintain. And now we should also learn how to go to the destination. So yoga means to connect. Yoga is to connect. That is a very simple definition in Sanskrit. The word yoga means to connect. So when we want to connect ourselves, when we connect ourselves, then we are healthy by yoga. As if this is the finger, it is connected to my body, then it's healthy. But if this finger is cut off from the body, then the finger is unhealthy. Right. So we need to be connected with the Almighty Supreme Lord all the time. Then we are actually in healthy condition. So now we should try to just do little mantra meditation and then again 5 minutes we'll talk about it. So 10 minutes we will do some mantra meditation. Maybe you can try to follow us with all of your heart in a very prayerful mood to the Supreme Lord, in a very humble state of your mind, with full of gratitude towards the Lord, and asking for His causeless favor, mercy to us, so that we can connect ourselves with the Supreme Lord. So please try to follow this mantra with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
altogether.
Hare Krishna.
This wonderful mantra with full of love and gratitude, with humble heart. Please, all of you chant together with us. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna. Krishna.
Mantra meditation. This mantra word means in Sanskrit mantrayate iti mantra. Mantra which controls the mind, that is mantra. Mantra means which controls the mind. So when we chant this mantra, the all-flickering mind comes and regains the steady, concentrated position. The main problem of everyone the nowadays, along with the physical illness, is the flickering of mind. The mind, Bhagavad Gita says, the mind is friend when it is helping us for our advancement, mainly spiritual advancement. And the mind is the worst enemy when it does not listen to us. So we must need to control the mind, especially in United States. 3 out of 5 are having difficulties with their mind. This is one of the surveys. So we need to control the mind by chanting this transcendental sound vibration. By pronouncing this mantra, it enters our heart through our ears and it purifies the dirt accumulated since time immemorial. And this heart becomes clean, and we can realize that we are not this body. We are spirit, soul, an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then all our problems are solved, may it be physical, mental, or intellectual. All the problems are solved. So therefore, we should try to take to Bhakti Yoga, which is considered to be the topmost yoga system as per Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana sraddhavan bhajate yoma teme yukta tamavata. He says that yogi is better than karmi. Yogi is better than jnani. Yogi is better than tyagi. The karmi is the one who is worshipping the Lord by work. Jnani is the one who is worshipping the Lord by knowledge. And tyagi is the one who is renouncing everything to please the Lord. But the yogi is superior to all of them. But in all the yogis, the topmost yogi is one who is engaged in my devotional service with full of his love, and all his activities are engaged to please me. So that is the topmost yoga system. And then we can get connected. The missing link is that we do not have Krishna consciousness, or we are not in shelter of the Supreme Lord. So once we are connected in the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Bhakti Yoga, through mantra meditation, then our life is sublime and it is worth to live for. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So is there any question? Yes, that's the universal problem. Controlling the mind is possible by practice, because mind's nature is flickering, and empty mind is there is workshop. So if the mind is empty, then it will create disaster for us. So it is our duty to keep our mind engaged 24 hours a day. And we can keep that mind engaged in Krishna consciousness, or mainly in thinking of God. Then the mind is under control. It comes by practice. Therefore, by chanting the holy name, which are non-different from the Lord, this chanting, the mantra, helps the mind to stay in the proper consciousness, and then there is no more flickering. So when we chant this mantra, the mind automatically comes under control. So we should try to practice, as Madam was saying, that this is not something, she gave the example about the food, that we need to eat or we need to brush the teeth to maintain our body. In the same way, we need to chant this mantra to maintain our mind. So we will chant this mantra every day, and gradually the mind will be in control. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Any other question? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now we have food at this kitchen. If anybody is in, we